It's Mike Shope.
We were having a very serious conversation about mayonnaise here.
And the Bulldog.
And don't even talk to me about weed.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
I want to mention a couple of things I enjoyed hearing on the radio station earlier today. One would be, they played a clip on the morning show of Mike Pereira talking about the overtime rules having been changed again. And I wasn't able to stay for long, but Jeremy like quickly said, I have it in my contract that I do not have to listen to any of the rules people before the season starts. Well, tough one for him. There's been a violation of his contract unless he was able to tune that out.
I'm sorry. What is different about the overtime rules again?
They're the playoff rules now. The regular season rules are the playoff rules now.
All right. I liked that. So, okay, I'm glad.
Where you might want to go second.
Right. Right.
Kansas City, San Francisco Super Bowl.
Right.
Where San Francisco took the ball and kicked a field goal and the Chiefs knew what they had to do.
Right.
I did think I got to get back into shape. I mean, I did think there was a fair enough argument for taking the ball first and going and, you know, scoring and winning, whatever. Not, you can't end the game though. It's
right.
That's the thing.
Yeah, I think I would always want to go second.
And there still are ties. That's different than the playoffs.
Well, right, yeah.
So 10 minutes, your ten minutes are up.
Right, they changed it so you can't end it with a touchdown on that first possession anymore for the regular season now. But they didn't stretch it out, so it's still just 10 minutes. So it's not a lot of time.
No, I look forward to the first overtime game to sort of again get back into shape on that stuff. No. Maybe it'll be Sunday. Would you take it?
No.
Would not take overtime Sunday night.
Too late.
It'll be too. If it were not so late. Look, you're a 1-point favorite. I guess you shouldn't take overtime.
1 o'clock game. I think I wouldn't mind overtime as much.
Right. 803-0550. I also heard Marty Baron say on Sabres Live that in his fantasy league, and I think maybe he was speaking for himself.
Yes, I saw a tweet and he said, go follow my Instagram. He's paying off his debt, last place finish in a fantasy league. He was at a bar in East Aurora, but I didn't go to Instagram, so I don't know what's going on, but I saw a tweet.
What I heard him say was last place in his league has to be a caddy.
Oh.
For, you know, maybe the winner's golf game or someone else's golf game.
Okay.
Imagine.
Maybe he was just at the bar getting loose.
He might have said other things too. But I heard him say, I texted him about it. I heard him say, like the caddy idea, I've never heard that one. I like it. But it'd be funny if you went out to Delaware, like say I finished last in our league together, and I'm your caddy. Marty's like, you got to do everything. Clean the clubs, service.
Right, yeah.
I'd want my caddy to be in one of those white Augusta jumpers,
sure. Yeah,
too.
I would buy that. If this, hypothetically, if this happened where we're in a league and that were the punishment, I would buy you the jumpsuit. I would buy you the white overalls, coveralls, or whatever they're coveralls.
I went with jumper. I don't know if that's right at all, but you went jumpsuit, whatever it is.
Coveralls, I think is what
coveralls.
Those are. Yeah.
Not Cooperalls.
No. Coveralls. Those are white, but like it's like an auto mechanic would wear a full.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, that's it. So coverall.
Would any golf course let you have a caddy of your own on the course? Like five show up.
Yeah, and
guy's not going to play. He's just here to caddy to pay off a bet. I don't know if I would expect that to be okay.
I guess it depends. I guess it depends where you are. Delaware, you see all the time. Owen's even done it with his significant other. You see couples out there with one set of clubs, and you know a lady often is just riding along with a guy, and he's playing, and she's just sitting there.
And they don't mind.
And they don't, they don't mind at all. At least that I've heard. I mean, I've never seen anyone get guff for it, and it happens most days in the afternoon if I'm out there, like after 2 o'clock if I'm on vacation or you know, I'm playing it for some reason at that late on a Sunday, that's a time of the day where you'll see that. Feels like an impromptu, hey, we got a few hours to kill. I'm going to go play some golf. Why don't you just ride along with me?
Should that be free?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. I don't want to start anything.
Yeah, I guess I want to tell you I don't know that it is. I guess I should talk to Owen about what he did when he did it. whether he had to pay for his friend to ride with him or not. But I don't think you got to. I don't know. I don't know the rules.
Have you ever had a caddy?
I've had a caddy twice in my life, yes.
Other countries?
No, both times here.
Buffalo?
Country Club of Buffalo. I was invited twice to play there, and we had caddies. Well, I've been there three times now. Last time without caddies, and we rode the third time. The other two times, we walked and had caddies, and it was really a treat.
May I tell my one caddy story? Do you know it?
I sure do.
Bermuda. And you get the option. And it was already like $200 or more. Like, I was good. Two guys got caddies, or the same guy. They split it. And myself and the other guy did not. I didn't know anybody. We're just all paired together. So no caddy for me. I'm already up against it here with how much this costs. Just going to treat myself to this round. Mm-hmm. And there was a hole where the guy came over to me. He saw I was lined up. And this is really what happened. It might have been 100 feet. Like this huge green, the ocean backdrop, Mid-Ocean Club of Bermuda. I think it used to be like a world-famous course. I don't know that it is anymore. But
sounds like it is. It Mid-Ocean was great. Course sounds like a famous place.
I know like Babe Ruth played it and presidents.
Okay, right.
So anyway, whatever. I've got this huge putt. Greens are incredible. And the guy, the caddy, sees me lined up to putt. And he's like, stop. And he comes over to me, and he might have, I don't remember, he might have even physically turned me.
Mm-hmm.
But at least he said, like, don't go 12 o'clock, go 10 o'clock. You know, you want to putt it over there. And I made it. I turned, and I literally made this, probably I've never made a longer putt in my life.
Sounds like it. If it was 100 feet, that's incredible.
It could have been 100 feet. Like, it was just impossible. And, you know, I would have missed the putt by 15 yards had I not been redirected.
Right.
And the guy, like, this is a great moment. Everybody's excited about this putt. And, you know, we're laughing, you know. This guy is good, right?
Yep.
We got done, and I had no money. And he comes over to me, and he's like, what the hell? I'm like, what? He said, well, I helped you on that putt. I'm like, I know, and I appreciate it, but I didn't hire you, and I don't have any money. I felt terrible.
Yeah.
Because I would always have given this guy something for that.
Yeah.
But I didn't have anything to give him. I'm in another country. Like, I didn't have an ATM available. Right. I had literally no money. I might have had a couple dollars, and I might have given him like $2 or something like that.
Which is almost as bad or worse than not giving him anything.
That's right. And I needed a cab. So, like, I had no option here. I wasn't going to ask one of these guys that I might have been from Atlanta or something to loan. No Venmo or anything. This is like 20 years ago. So I just left. You know, I didn't come through for the guy. And he gave me this great story. He wasn't friendly about this. Like, it was, he was aggressive about it.
Yeah.
And like, since then, I've sort of never wanted one because that's the trauma from that one. If I'm in a group and you have a caddy and I don't, and the caddy sort of takes a step toward me, like, no.
I got it.
Please, no. I don't mean to be rude, but please, no. So that happened.
Yeah, it's so long ago that I had these rounds at CCB that I don't even remember. I have no idea what etiquette is there. Like, what's an important, like, this is a long time ago for you now, but like, this happened this past weekend somewhere. It doesn't have to be Bermuda, whatever.
Well, it's a percentage,
right?
Probably.
And you've got cash. Like, what is that? Is that like
$20?
$20, $200 round, $20.
But I would say, like, if I knew I was going to be on the hook for $20 or more, I would have hired him.
You would have used him more. Like, right.
How much does it cost? I mean, I would have gone ahead and done that for the experience.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I have no idea how to even behave in that scenario.
Yeah.
Like, this place, Owen and I played a really nice place up in Huntsville, Ontario, last Friday, that I don't even know if they offer you the opportunity to walk. The idea of walking this place would have been like a tragedy. It was so hilly. I mean, just, there's no way you could really, I think, traverse this course on foot, unless you're in like the very best peak physical condition you could be in.
Yeah.
But other places that we've done, like when we played in Puerto Rico back in the spring, listen to me, jet setting around playing golf. It was offered, like, would you like to walk? and caddy would cost like another $75 or something.
Mm-hmm.
And if I had hired that person, I guess I probably would have Googled. I would have asked AI or something like, what do I tip a caddy when it's over? Because I really have no idea.
Does it depend at all on your performance? Like Cobblestone Creek, you can't walk. Some courses, the drive to 18 is a quarter mile or half a mile. You can't. Right. Some courses you just cannot walk. You know, speaking of tips, tell me if you're like this, because this is one where you might be like me, sort of have some of the same hangups. So we go out for the fantasy draft with Paul last night, and there are, what, 10 of us? Maybe more? You were twosome.
Yeah.
11 people, whatever. Yeah. Big group. The size of a group where they charge you up, like the tip is going to be on the bill.
There's a 20% gratuity already added in.
20% gratuity, and, you know, fine, right? No issue.
Yep.
That makes sense. She gave us separate checks, and I was there alone. And so I got my check, and I'm like, all right, that's on there. And I wanted to make sure, like, this is... And I asked the woman, and also Paul brought it up, like, the tip is on there. But I still can't
put zero. Yeah.
Same thing?
I threw another 10 on there.
10?
I felt like she did such a great job. She was so pleasant to us.
It's like, fine, yeah.
It can be a hard thing to deal. And it was really smooth. I don't know. I wanted to.
You ordered more. There were two of you, so right. Your 10 is probably closer. Percentage-wise,
sure.
It might be.
Yeah.
But it just seems like I'm putting. We've all signed these bills, these checks, 1,000 times, and you know what that number should look like.
I can't leave it blank.
I can't leave it blank either.
I just felt like I don't want to leave it blank.
Can you just next time do the extra thing, which is not put me down for the 20%? No, they're not going to do that either, but I can't leave it blank. And then the number can't be such a small number that somebody, you know, like, remember LeSean McCoy when he's tipping, right? And it was like a $500 outing, and he tipped like $3 or whatever that was. Remember before when he played for the Eagles? Like, I don't want ever to there to right. be possibly a thing where my tip number is like so bad,
right,
that I'm embarrassed by. Somehow, like, word gets around. You know, he had a $40 bill and he gave us $2. But I don't know. I was already like bracing for having that come up in here. I'm right. trying to head right. it off because no, the 20% was already on there.
Right.
But I couldn't leave it blank either.
No. Yeah. Same.
I wonder if that is normal. Like, do most people just leave it blank? Should we ask all our guys in the league if they left it blank? No, I won't do that.
Don't do that. I know from people that are in the service industry, you would have your mind blown by how many people don't have any clue at all how to tip. Or what? Just skip.
They don't care.
They don't care. They just skip it. They just skip it entirely. It happens a lot. So, you know, I always sort of have that in the back of my mind, too. My wife did that kind of job for quite a few years when we first got married and even before we were married. And I have lots of friends that have been in that industry. That's what happens when you hang out in bars a lot, like I have for a lot of my adult life. So I always feel like some compunction. Like, I'm going to make up for everybody who doesn't tip, but I just want to make sure I do it right. So I feel like I probably go above. Whatever. Now I sound like I'm bragging, but I think a lot of the impression I get from friends in the business is that you'd be stunned how many people just don't do it at all.
I guess I mean, interesting. I thought you might have done the same thing last night. You can't leave it blank.
Nope.
Are we betting any home runs tonight? Is there anything that I should root for vicariously?
No, but I am in, let's see, I'm in, I think, pretty good shape for a five-legger that I've got. Three games tonight. I had Arizona -1.5, and they won 2-0.
Ooh,
I've got
playing it tight.
I've got Baltimore on the money line, and they're up 3 in the bottom of the 7th on San Diego. And then what else have I got tonight? I don't have the app open. I've got the Red Sox -1.5 and a couple other things.
Good luck.
But I've got a hearty buyout already.
Good. Just from one game and another game in the 7th inning?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's generous.
$85 buyout. It's the Reds on the money line, the Red Sox -1.5, and the Braves on the money line. Braves are at the Cubs. The Red Sox are hosting Cleveland. And the Reds are hosting Toronto.
Could be some rain at the front of that Cubs game. I read. If they rain it out, you just get it goes to a 14.
Right, it would be a void.
I don't think it's supposed to be a rain out, but
okay,
just something to know.
Well, if I get the other two that start ahead of, an hour earlier,
you're cashing out.
Then I'll
you're so out of there.
I might
if you
be
do.
Rooting for rain out.
Yeah. Tonight is the night where I pay for all of that drafting. It's the first waivers night in the high stakes.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't say that I hate it, but it's so tedious because it's so many teams. And it's by far the worst part. It's the only bad part, other than losing. It's the only bad part of the whole thing is like this is where you got to put your time in. And I did 2.5 hours of this last night, which, you know, like I'm not really tired from it. Well, you are like sitting at a computer at night for so long, like it's just you start to go numb. But I know that tonight I'll have to check them all back because there could have been news today.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just like there's no, I can't sit still with it. So tonight is, I mean, it's going to be like 40 leagues, 30 or 40 leagues. We're just like one by one. Oh, is Jacory Kroski-Merritt available? Yes, because we drafted this team in May. So how much do I want to bid on him? And oh, do I want to bid 5 cents on Efton Chisholm? Like this is, that's my night. If you're wondering, what I'm up to tonight.
This is the life you chose.
It is.
Wow. Yeah. Who was that last guy?
Efton Chisholm III.
Efton Chisholm III.
Yeah.
We drafted this. Watch out for him. We drafted the other guy you just said, McCory, whatever. We drafted.
Bill.
Yeah. Sure. Bill. Right.
Bill.
He's on Tunsil's gas mask.
I noticed that last night. Yes, you were into him. He's got his fans. And I'm sort of one of them. I was drafting him in the rookie draft when he was kind of a nobody. And so I'm sort of looking through the leagues for the lucky ones where he might be something. And then it got to a point like, all right, I'm done. Too rich.
You got too much of him.
Round four, I saw he's probably not even starting for them. Eckler is probably the starter. I did see today Kroski-Merritt was running with the seconds. And he'd come in on the depth chart, I think, fourth. There was some report like that he was fourth yesterday. But, you know, second is better. Yeah. There's also Chris Rodriguez, who their coach, Dan Quinn, said was in line for, like, goal line. And I think Jeremy McNichols is still there, too. So Kroski-Merritt is a fun bet to make.
Owen must have heard you talking about him, or maybe the morning show's been talking about him. That's the show he works on, because that was his idea. Like, it came up. He wasn't the top. He was, you know. There were maybe three guys above him on the, you know, in the queue ranking wise, and he was like, "I want this guy." I'm like, "Whatever."
Man. Fun bet to make, but tough to start him this week at least. I mean, with no clear evidence that he'll play very much, we'll see. Bills and Ravens Sunday night. When it's Baltimore, we call on Jeremy Kahn, our friend in Baltimore radio. He joined us earlier to break it all down. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog. That's next here on WGR.